God's substitute for unhealthful foods. The light given me is that it will not be very long before we shall have to give up using any animal food. Even milk will have to be discarded. Disease is accumulating rapidly. The curse of God is upon the earth, because man has cursed it. The habits and practices of men have brought the earth into such a condition that some other food than animal food must be substituted for the human family. We do not need flesh food at all. God can give us something else. When we were talking about this land, it was said, "Nothing can be raised here." Nevertheless, I said, "The Lord can spread a table in the wilderness. Under His direction, food will go a long way. When we place ourselves in right relation to Him, He will help us, and the food we eat in obedience to Him will satisfy us. We can subsist on very much less than we think we can. If God's blessing is on the food, and if it is for His glory, He can multiply it." We need to understand that God is in the health reform movement. When we put Christ in it, it is right for us to grasp every probability and possibility. The health food business is to be connected with our school, and we should make provision for it. We are erecting buildings for the care of the sick, and food will be required for the patients. Wherever an interest is awakened, the people are to be taught the principles of health reform. If this line of work is brought in, it will be the entering wedge for the work of presenting the truth. The health food business should be established here. It should be one of the industries connected with the school. God has instructed me that parents can find work in this industry and send their children to school. But everything that is done should be done with the greatest simplicity. There is to be no extravagance in anything. Solid work is to be done, because, unless the work is done solidly, a slipshod experience is the result. We need solid, well-developed workers in every line. The work must be solid. Just as soon as the helpers in this line of work are controlled by the Holy Spirit, the Lord will give them tact and intelligence in the manufacturing of foods, just as He gave the workers on the tabernacle understanding and ability. He will enable them to do the right kind of work in building up the tabernacle of the body. Australasian Union Conference Record, July 28.